Hi, it's John here from JMF Disco. I hope all your wedding plans are all coming together. Here are, five little secrets or tips about wedding planning that you might not realise. We start off with, I know it's very exciting to get engaged, and most brides and quite a few grooms like the thought of planning out their wedding, etc. But you will be talking about weddings a lot, you know, and it can take over your life. Sometimes you have to step back a little bit and move away from talking about weddings. There's more to life than just your wedding. I know it seems very important, but there is, you know, and you don't want to lose contact with friends or even your partner, really, because sometimes talking about weddings all the time can be a bit boring, to be quite honest with you, and you need to sort of reconnect with your partners, you know, have a night out with the girls or your other half and not talk about the wedding at all. Just put it to one side, get your life back to normal, and then you'll be refreshed and relaxed and be ready to get back on with the wedding planning again. Another item to consider is that you and your partner will not always see eye to eye on things, particularly when it comes to choosing different items at the wedding, whether it be your first dance song or who to invite or not, who's not to invite, etc. Again, you know, you've got to step back a bit and have a look at the bigger picture. You don't want to fall out over these items and make a mountain out of a molehill as such. You've got to get on with getting things arranged, but you want to avoid the arguments if possible. Related to that is that sometimes you think that planning your wedding will get a little bit too much for you, and the tears will fly. Really, it's as simple as that. Everyone gets upset when things don't go their way, or you feel that you're being overwhelmed, etc. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, and if you write down a list of things to do, etc., that will help in sort of focusing your mind on getting things done as such, but realizing that the day really is about you and your partner getting married, you know, the actual colour of the chair covers, etc., is not so important, really. So again, just step back a little bit and have a look at the bigger picture. It's your wedding and there are no set rules, you know. You don't have to follow what everybody else is doing. For example, relating to your wedding disco, you don't have to have a first dance if you don't want to. It's as simple as that. Just because it's a tradition, for the want of a better word, there's no law to say that you have to have a first dance. These laws, in inverted commas, are there to be broken. And it's up to you to decide what you want for your wedding. It's your day and it should be done your way. Another point to bear in mind is that while discussing weddings, everyone will have their own opinions, you know, whether it be your mum or maybe the mother-in-law or maybe one of the bridesmaids. They've all got their opinions on how your wedding should be or how they think your wedding should be. But really, you've got to sort of take on board what they're saying. You know, they may have some valid points and they may have some good ideas, you know, but it's up to you to decide what you want for your special day. You know, you might not like orange bridesmaid dresses, or you might want flat shoes rather than high heel ones. You know, other people's opinions don't really matter so much. It's again about thinking about what you want and how you're going to get it. It's as simple as that, really. Anyway, those are just my ramblings, shall we say. I hope these little items give you some food for thought. Okay, that's basically what it's all about. Anyway, I hope you have a fantastic day. Okay, and if you need a good DJ for your wedding reception, then get in contact with me at www.jmfdisco.co.uk or give me a call on 01795 429 777, and we can talk about how you want your wedding day to go. I hope to hear from you soon. Cheers.